right here.
Upside
on the beat. Cabana season all summer long.
Welcome back to Inside TBT. Fun episode today as all 8 TBT regional locations have officially been announced. One location left, which will be the championship weekend location. More on that very, very soon. But all 8 regionals announced: Wichita, Butler, Lexington, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Louisville, Houston, and Dayton. Just an unbelievable set of places that TBT will be heading this July 19 to the 24th. More on all that in the coming weeks. But for now, we move on to the player signings and commitment side of TBT. In this episode, we got Sean McDermott, who will be playing on All Good Dogs, the Butler alumni team, who, as we just mentioned, will be hosting at Hinkle Fieldhouse. He's on the show. And Montrezl Harrell, NBA guy, played at Louisville, has played with LeBron, sixth man of the year. He's going to shake things up in TBT, playing with the Ville, Louisville alumni, who, as I also just mentioned, will be hosting this summer. So Trez and McDermott back in front of their home crowds this summer. It's going to be fun. Let's get to those interviews. All right, joining me now on Inside TBT, he's going to get to rep Butler again this summer. Sean McDermott, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So we were talking briefly before we started recording. You're excited. Your family's excited. I want to ask you, though, when you heard about this opportunity, how quickly were you like, I'm in?
Yeah, I've been asked a couple times to play in the TBT and turned it down. But as soon as I heard the news that Butler was going to have a team, I don't think there was even a thought. I just said yes to it. The idea of playing for Butler again, playing in Hinkle Fieldhouse again, was an easy one.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a two-way street. For starters, you get Butler, but then Hinkle Fieldhouse even more. Like, I feel like a lot of people would play TBT if it was just at Hinkle, if there wasn't a Butler team. Can you talk a little bit about some of your most fondest memories of playing at Hinkle?
Yeah, there's a lot. Kamar Baldwin hitting game winners in there, taking down number one teams in Hinkle. But one thing was that it was always full, always sold out, always very passionate fans in there. So yeah, again, it'll be exciting to play in there. I don't know what the atmosphere will be like, but I'm sure Butler fans getting to see some former Butler players play again, they'll sell it out again.
So obviously, you know, you grew up in Indiana, you went to Butler, you're a Butler guy. I'm sure the legend of Shelvin Mack, Gordon, all those guys, you know, how cool is it going to get to be for you to get to play with Shelvin?
Yeah, it'll be really cool. He was on those national championship teams that we all watched when I was growing up. Never got the chance to play with him. So this will be cool. I mean, we've interacted before, but never been on the court together. So this will be an awesome experience.
So the cool thing about TBT is when we go to these regions, we go to these places, yes, there's players on the court, but there's also a bunch of celebrities who show up, you know, famous Butler alum, former players, current NBA guys. Who are some of the guys that, you know, would excite you to see in the atmosphere at Hinkle this summer?
Yeah, I mean, you just go back to those national championship teams. I think guys on those teams, you know, Gordon Hayward, obviously, Matt Howard. If Brad Stevens was in the stands, that'd make it pretty special. But, I mean, really, it's a family atmosphere. So any faces you see that are coming out to support, it's going to be a good time.
So the squad is going to be good. We can't reveal too much, but right now the locked in players are you and Shelvin. That's a good team right there. Of your former teammates, who else would you want to add to that squad? You know, you got you and Shelvin. Who else needs to round out that starting lineup?
Yeah, I think you can't go wrong with Kamar. Keelan would be another one, another scoring option. There's so many guys: Tyler Wideman, Andrew Travis, Paul Jorgensen, Aaron Thompson. I mean, the list could go on and on. So again, I don't think you can really pick wrong in this situation.
Are you actively recruiting?
I've had conversations with some guys. I know that some are more bought in than others. It's easier for some guys, but we'll keep recruiting until the end.
All right. I just got one last question for you. So, you know, I'm a college basketball fan. I know all about Butler. I don't know as much as you do. What is something about the campus or Hinkle that, you know, the average college basketball fan wouldn't know about, and it's something that they got to come see for themselves?
That's a good question. I think just being in Indiana, it's already a basketball state. But then as soon as you walk into Hinkle, you see the national championship trophies in the trophy case right inside. You see the banners hanging. Just the layout of Hinkle Fieldhouse. I think, yeah, it's got to be a bucket list gym for everybody in the country.
I'm personally excited to get out there and take in some of the action. You know, I don't know if you know this, but Coach Mata's Ohio State guys won TBT in 2019. Is there, you know, a little added pressure there for you now that Mata's the Butler coach? You got to make Coach proud. The Ohio State guys did it.
Yeah, they had a really good roster, really good team to do that. Hopefully we can do the same thing. But yeah, it would be nice to have both of his schools get it done.
I asked Shelvin about making the Elam ending game winner at Hinkle, because yeah. I told him if the March Madness had the Elam ending, Butler, you know, probably has a championship, because, you know, Hayward's not shooting a half court shot. He's just coming down the court and hit the bucket. Are you personally excited to play with the Elam ending? Does it seem like something that you would thrive in?
Yeah, so I've actually played a little bit with it in some pro-ams in the summer in Indy, and it makes the game so much more exciting, so much more intense down the stretch. So, yeah, I think it'll be really cool, and we'll give the ball to Shelvin and let him get it done for us.
I mean, I'm just thinking about the Hinkle crowd reacting to you or Shelvin or whoever else ends up being on the team hitting an Elam ender. Like, I mean, buzzer beaters happen occasionally. You know, maybe you get one or two a year where it's like walk-off buzzer beater, but you could have potentially four games at Hinkle, four opportunities to make a game-winning shot. That's got to be exciting for all you guys. Sean, appreciate you coming on. Wishing you luck the rest of your season in Italy. And, I mean, good luck to you and all good dogs this summer.
Thank you very much.
All right, join me now on Inside TBT, Montrezl Harrell. Big news, he's suiting up with DeVille, Louisville alumni. Trez, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So we're fired up to hear that you're playing. Let's start with last year. You were there on the sidelines. How bad did you have the itch last year to play with that team?
A lot, honestly, man. I love being around the game of basketball. I play all summer long and constantly going around playing in different leagues and stuff like that, man. So, you know, really just be out there and see a lot of my old teammates, you know, still on the floor and getting after it. I just wanted to get out there and be a part of it with those guys, man. So, you know, it really was definitely itching me a lot to actually want to get out there and, like I said, be a part of it, be on the floor and just, you know, feel that old Louisville love, really, man.
Were you surprised to see how the fans treated TBT last year in year one? The Louisville fans catapulted in top five attendance record. It was their first ever game.
No, not at all. Not at all. Louisville is a city that gets behind their sports as far as the Louisville program, basketball, football, baseball, women's basketball, lacrosse, anything you go down Louisville sports, you know, the city gets behind it, man. They're, you know, top notch, literally compared to an NBA team, and as close to an NBA team that you can get to as far as the college program goes. So I'm not surprised to see the fans come out and really get behind it and really just support.
So when you were at Louisville, obviously there were some crazy moments, and you play with so much emotion, and you fire up the crowd and everything. But is there a specific game in front of Louisville fans that you think back to when you think about your time there?
Honestly, every game, but man, that run we had on to go to the Final Four and actually win it all. You know, I'd probably say that lob I caught in the tournament is probably goes down as history, one of the most highlight the momentum swing plays. But, you know, my time at Louisville in general, man, it's just one of those ones that, you know, I can go back to with plenty of memories and just, you know, literally fall in love with a bunch of different, you know, times in a lot of different, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? A lot of different variations of, you know, a good time at Louisville, man, from, you know, the love of my teammates, from the journey that we had, you know, the ups and downs, the many different things that we had to overcome as a team, as a group, man. So it's a various of, you know, moments that I could just get back into and just say, like, man, I just missed this time at Louisville. So
the other day, you know, speaking of your time at Louisville, the other day TBT announced that Lexington as well, Kentucky regional. How fun would a Louisville Kentucky TBT battle be?
Oh, man, honestly, y'all might top y'all charts as, you know, one of the biggest, most viewed games in TBT history, honestly, man. That rivalry still boils deep, no matter what it is, no matter what sport it is, and it's always going to be there. You know, you got great coaches that have built that rivalry up, with coach, I can't think of his name over there at UK.
Calipari.
You know his name. Yeah, you know, that guy. Nah, but Coach Calipari done did a great job, man, with the guys he has coming in, man. And then, you know, Coach P's resume speaks for itself as well, man. Still to the point where, you know, he's going overseas to do it again. And, you know, now he's back into the college game, man. So you can just see that he still has his love and his passion for the game and still wants to be around and teach guys the, you know, correct way to play the game of basketball, man. And you can't do nothing but, you know, cherish and, you know, respect the guy like that and just, you know, be honored to be able to say that you were coaching, been around, you know, somebody that's seen do it on a high level.
Absolutely. I personally would love to see that matchup. I'm sure all people involved with TBT, fans, players, et cetera, besides the other people in those two regions, right, are going to want to see that matchup happen. When you think about, you know, the Elam ending, you have some killers on that Louisville team. You know, let's say you got Russ Smith, Siva, Keurig on the court, you're on the court. Are you going to be like, hey, guys, we need a bucket. Give me the ball. I'll get to the hoop. Or are you going to be like, Siva, you're the floor general. You always have been. You make the right play. What's Montrezl Harrell's Elam ending mindset going to be?
Man, to be honest with you, man, if I could, you know, if we really could just not be in that point to the point where the lead is where it's at, you feel me? I don't really care who takes that last shot to, you know, go and end the game. But, you know, me, I've worked on my game. I've, you know, really got, you know, put myself out there and really crafted my game. And, you know, I feel good with me, you know. So I just say nothing new. It's a part of my workouts. Actually, we're working with my trainer, Rico Hines. And we put ourselves in variations and different aspects of that, you know, 3-2-1 situation all day long, man. So just imagine having it to the point where you just need to get a bucket, man. And it's not nothing new to me, man. I love playing the game of basketball. I do it year long, all year round at various places, anywhere you can catch me in the summer, man. So like I said, I love playing the game of basketball, but I'm not shy of the big moment. So I would love to, you know, definitely catch myself in a couple of them Elon in situations.
I'm sure a lot of Louisville fans have watched your entire career from Louisville to now, but there's probably some fans who only watch Louisville basketball that are going to be shocked to see, you know, how much your game has improved since you were at Louisville. What I'm curious about though is not trainer or coach, but which players or specific player that you've played with in the NBA post Louisville have you learned the most from? Like a teammate,
That's what I'm trying to say. I could go down the list of guys, man, and pick probably one of the best and literally the person that I learned on how to be a pro and how to, you know, be able to just live in the moment that you're put in is Lou Williams. That's probably the guy that I would say, hands down, is a great mentor to me, a great, you know, vet, a great person, somebody that, you know, has taught me this game, has taught me how to be a six man in this game as well. And just somebody that I could definitely know that if I ever need anything past game of basketball, like real life situation friend that I can pick up the phone and call him, and he'll pick up the phone. I mean, he's going to answer the phone. So you can't ask for nothing, you know, no better in this game, especially coming in at a young age and, you know, still trying to learn and have to just, you know, stick in this game, because there's a lot of guys that come in and they're out as quick as they came in the game.
Are you ruling out giving him a call and saying, hey, come to the Ville, come play TBT with me?
I doubt he's going to do it, man, because, you know, he's at a different stage right now in his life. You know, he definitely he started podcasting. He's running the show in Cali with Shams and them as well, Chandler Parsons. So he's in a different stage of his life, man. It kind of surprised me when he, you know, said he's going to retire. But I think it's one of the things that he's been thinking about for a few years, especially towards the end of his career. But, you know, he's one of the best that, you know, ever did it in his position and in the game. Tell people, you know, all the time, he could have easily been on any team and been a starter, but that's not what the team is asking him to do. They want him to come off the bench and be who Lou Williams is, and he's done it for, I think OG did it for 18 plus, 20 plus, man. And you trying to model your career after somebody like that. So,
all right, final NBA question for you. Favorite team you ever played on? Not like, oh, 2017 with the Sixers or whatever, just favorite environment, team, city where you were just like, this is the place to be in the NBA.
I would have to say definitely my time with the Clippers. Definitely my time with the Clippers, because that's where I was actually able to get an opportunity to be able to get my chance to get on the floor, actually prove myself in my game and what I can do. And the fans, they got behind people like that because they're known basically how I look at myself and how I've been branding myself all throughout my career. And that's the underdog type mentality, people that's always underlooked. People that's always overlooked and, you know, underappreciated. So really my time with them, and actually to be able to, you know, grow into that culture and that fan base in order to build a whole, you know, big squad off the bench of what they was calling us at that point in time, man. That's definitely, I'll probably say, one of the ones where I definitely cherish the most. I played and on the other side, and, you know, you see the two sides from, you know, the glitz, the glamour, and, you know, the teams for sure. But just as far as that, you know, get behind the players and literally ride for their players, fan base, definitely my time with the Clippers for sure.
All right, you sparked another question for me. I apologize. Lakers, Clippers, is that like a real rivalry? Does it feel anything like a college rivalry, or is that more the media just trying to give people a reason to watch the NBA?
I don't know for sure if it's a reason for people to try to watch the NBA, but it's definitely media-wise highlighted a lot more than what it is on the court for the players. You know, guys, we know the, you know, whole storyline behind it, and, you know, we're the real LA team and y'all this and that. It's more so what the media blows it up behind. You know, once you get on the floor, you see guys, you know, somewhat dap each other up to the understanding of, you know, we're both, you know, a professional team. But, you know, when we get inside the lines, I mean, anybody that come in between the lines, you know, you play your all and you play to win the game, man. So, honestly, the media blows it up more than what it is. As far as you, if you would have to really, you know, want to know the answer, it's definitely the media more than the players.
All right, final question. Message to the Louisville fans, why they should come out, support, and see you guys this summer.
I mean, really, it's not even a message that has to be said, man. Really, I just can't wait to see the Louisville fans back in there doing it again for another year. I'm happy to be a part of it. And you know, actually, you know, instead of being sitting on the sideline to where I'm watching the game, I'm on the sideline to where I'm listening to what back again in the Louisville jersey. It's one of those things that you sit back, you know, and a couple of teams that I had, especially in my sophomore junior year, it's like, you know, I wish we could have did it a little bit different, man. You know, but now I get to, you know, go back and put on that Louisville jersey and, you know, hear the fans say those chants in L1C4 once again, man, and it's going to be great. I'm just waiting and just, you know, eager to be getting ready to get going, honestly, man. Simple as that.
Well, I'm excited. Sounds like you're excited. And the fans, when they hear this and see this, they're going to be excited. Trez, coming back to Louisville, suiting up, fired up to see it. Thanks for coming on the show, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, man, for sure.
Clocking out early, that's the dish I don't like. Been getting paid since I was riding on the bike. Hit the pedal with the eighth, hopping on the ninth flight. I've been chilling out of sight, I'll be at the bar tonight. Told the bartender, go and take my car to swipe. You try the same thing, but your card get declined. White rappers nowadays, no, we're not too hard to find. I'm so dapper with my ways, I'm gonna linger in your mind. Always told me good things, welcome to those who are patient. But I've been way too patient, riding bars in my basement. I'm anxious in the real world, it's time for me to say this. The basics, the talent in my mind, I can't waste it. My life is too safe, it's my time for risk taking. I'm baking my mind every day, it's the same ish. Lazy, my grind needs to get a new facelift. Coming from the underground and busting through the pavement. Rock with it and lean with it. My team winning, my team winning. Now rock with it and lean with it. My team turn up when I spit it. Now rock with it and lean with it. My team winning, my team winning. Now rock with it and lean with it. My team turn up when I spit it. Don't think that I'm playing because I'm saving the game. And I said that I will be more because, oh yeah, that is so raving. Racing and pacing around all these lames in my lane. Out my way unless you're trying to pay me. Not from the playpen, it's coming from the jungle. When you hear the bell, you better be ready to rumble. Because I'ma grab the gloves and I'm gonna flex my muscles. Go ahead and spit some bars, but you're probably just gonna mumble. Lot of rappers these days really need to get them humble. Cause they think they at the top, they better stop before they stumble. Cause I'm swiping all their biddies while they swiping right on Bumble. And your girl, he calls me daddy, but she only calls you uncle. But no, we not related, homie, no, we not some fam. You never get in clubs, you can't.